I'm April Cummings with your latest news. Parliament is underway at this hour. This morning, MPs paid tribute to a number of Caymanian women for their contributions to the islands before moving on to a busy agenda full of parliamentary questions. Today's order paper included a wide range of questions, from access to government-funded special education services to updates on the Central Scranton Park project and local egg production. Other questions focus on work permit refunds, planning variances, and whether police currently have a tow truck. Several private members' motions are also on the table, including a civil service home ownership program and creation of a newborn investment fund for Caymanian children. Lawmakers are also expected to debate the development and planning amendment bill. You can listen live on Breeze 105.3 FM or tune into the replays in the evenings here on Radio Cayman. The People's Progressive Movement says it welcomes the government's announcement of $9 million worth of fuel relief measures. On Wednesday, the NCFC government announced that starting with June consumption, import duty on gas, diesel, and propane will be waived for 4 months, lowering the costs at the pump on propane for cooking and on electricity bills. MP Roy McTaggart tells Radio Cayman he put forward a private member's motion to waive fuel import duty several weeks ago.
We brought forward a clear and workable proposal weeks ago because families and businesses cannot afford to wait.
Mr. McTaggart's motion is scheduled to be brought to Parliament today. The NCFC's announcement came late yesterday. Now, in addition to the duty waiver, residential electricity customers using between 101 and 2,000 kilowatt hours a month will also see their fuel cost charge capped at 18 cents per kilowatt hour. Cayman Islands officials are attending the 20th annual OCR conference in Jamaica, reaffirming the nation's commitment to robust utility regulation. Radio Cayman's Jevy Ebanks has more.
The event, running from the 27th of April through the 1st of May, gathers regulators, technical experts, and policymakers from across the Caribbean and North America. Minister of Finance, the Honorable Ralston Anglin, and ERCO CEO Sanji Miles are leading Cayman's delegation. The conference covers key issues such as climate resilience, renewable energy, telecommunications regulations, cybersecurity, and sustainable infrastructure. Minister Anglin said the regulation is critical for economic resilience, while Mr. Miles highlighted the value of learning from regional best practices. Since 2002, UKIR has promoted collaboration and transparency among Caribbean regulators. Cayman's participation demonstrates its ongoing commitment to effective, innovative utility oversight. Jevy Ebanks, Radio Cayman News.
That is your local news at this hour. I'm April Cummings.